1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Here's the announcement I wanted to make yesterday. We didn't have all the information, but I will make it now. On December the 21st, the Phil Hendry Show will present its first ever webcast. From 1 p.m. Pacific to 7 p.m. Pacific, you will see not only our entire show webcast, that is, live streaming video on the web. You'll also see our show prep process. The camera's going to be right in the studio as Janice and myself and Craig and Chris put the show together. And then you'll see us execute the show. And some days it's like executing a show. I mean, we put a bullet right into the back of its head and wish we'd never done it. No, you'll see us, you know, as in do the show. You'll see us then execute Craig Taylor. After the show, you'll then see us execute all the writers. And, you know, no, on December the 21st, which is the Friday before Christmas, a special Christmas present to you. The only Christmas present you're going to get this year, by the way, that you have to pay for. Yes, $6.95. Get your backstage pass, and on December the 21st, along with all the other audio that you get, the live audio, the audio archives, the short bits, the long bits, you're going to get a live video webcast of this show from 1 p.m., starting with our show prep process, all the way through to 7 p.m., the conclusion of our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what it's going to look like, because this is the most exciting part of the webcast that we are going to do for you. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before with regard to a radio show. Now, people say, well, why would I want to see a radio show? If you've never seen the Phil Hendry Show, if you've never seen us do this show, you've listened to it. But to actually watch me do it, well, let me put it to you this way. I've had 500 to 1,000 people line up around a block to get in to watch us do our radio show. Because, as you know, I execute a series of radio theatrical tricks. I do the voices of different characters. We have people calling in who think they're real. It's sort of a live improv comedy, and it's also a satirical review of the human experience. And, oh, yeah, it's me doing a lot of different characters. Not only that, I'm doing the character of myself. And all of this, I sort of coordinate. And I've had people come in here and want to sit and watch this. Why shouldn't we afford you, the listeners of this program, that opportunity? And to see it in a truly entertaining way. Here's what I mean. The video equipment that we're going to be using will allow you to see our studio and to see our show prep office 360 degrees. That means you use your mouse, you use the cursor, and you can scroll that streaming video to look at any part of the room. So the camera, which is truly revolutionary technology. The camera is picking up a 360-degree view of the room, and you can scroll to any part of that room at any time you want. When we are on the air here in the studio, you'll be able to do the same thing. You'll be able to scroll past me, look at a 360-degree view of the studio, see Craig behind the board, see Janice and Chris as they work inside our phone screening room. Sometimes it is the phone screaming room. It is streaming video. It is not refresh every 10 seconds. We ain't playing that. We're not click on image to get an updated version. No. You think I'd waste your time? Do you honestly believe this program, as hard as we work, would waste your time with jibe like that? You get your backstage pass, and you are going to see live streaming video of us doing the show. Not only a live picture of me, streaming video of me doing the show, but you can scroll anywhere you want in the room, 360 degrees. Look at Craig. Take a look at, you know, you might notice something sitting on the counter that maybe he shouldn't have left out. I don't know if you could actually zoom in. I don't think you can, which in Craig's case, that's a good thing. No, you can just see whatever the hell you want to see. You'll be able to look, and maybe we'll put it in such a place as you can see Craig, you can see me, you can see Chris and Janice in the other studio, because they sort of sit in a different room while they're screening. And, you know, every time the camera goes by, occasionally Chris will wave or some crap like that. I don't know. And you'll be able to see the exact same thing when we have it set up in our office or wherever it is that we're going to be prepping the show. We may prep the show down in the studio that day so we can keep our video equipment in one location. But I dare say most of you have never seen this technology. Most of you have never used this, never had an opportunity to use it. I saw it for the first time yesterday, and our good friends at Be Here providing our equipment. I saw an example of the kind of video that they provide with their equipment. It was a Raiders pregame. It was actually a preseason game before the game started. They had this thing sitting on the bench at an Oakland Raiders game, and you could scroll and see the stadium, the entire stadium, 360 degrees, see the players on the sideline, and then scroll out onto the field, and then come back and see the players and see all sides of the stadium. Really incredible and really quality video, too. Really a good picture. Now, the picture you can enhance. If you enhance it a little too much, obviously it gets pixelated to some degree. But the picture is dynamite. It's a very clear picture. If you're sitting at your computer terminal and you're looking at your monitor, it's going to be a great picture. It's really going to be a great picture. This is what we are offering you on December the 21st. This is going to be the web event of the day. Well, yeah, of that day, okay. Unless Victoria's Secret decides to do another runway show, or that lady wants to have another baby or some crap like that. But I dare say on that day, it's going to be the biggest thing going on the web. So you got to check this out. And it's not an additional charge. It's not a pay-per-view. You get this as a bonus if you sign up for a Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass, which provides you with all of the high-quality audio from this show, listening live to our show any time of the day, a 30-day archive. Going back 30 days, we archive our shows, and you can hear any show that we've done for 30 days. You can get audio archives of some of our best bits. That's what you get when you get a backstage pass. And if you sign up for your backstage pass today, you're also going to get our special December 21st webcast of the Phil Hendry Show and the Phil Hendry Show prep process as it takes place. So it's like coming to work with me. Just like if you walked into the office with me and you sit down, boom. You're going to see how we go about our day, how we sit around and waste time with our thumbs up our ass, and somebody sends out for El Pollo Loco, and finally, with about a half hour to go before showtime, we decide to put some bits down on paper and try to get a show prepped. You'll see it all. You'll see it all as we sit there and smoke cigarettes and shoot rubber bands at each other. Yes, the entire professional process. Janice is in there looking sad, like, I work harder than that. Yeah, except for Janice, she works. But the rest of us, we couldn't find it with both hands and a flashlight with a freaking... Also, plus, and I don't want to promise anything too early, but we may be stark raving naked. We'll just be have no clothes on. So keep that in mind. It's definitely going to be an adults-only afternoon, I would think, because while the broadcast itself is going to be relatively clean because we're going to be picking up the audio off of the board, the show prep process could get a little adult in nature. Because when you're sitting around and you're kicking around ideas for the show, you talk about everything. And you talk about some pretty rude and crazy stuff because that's the creative process. If anybody were to put a microphone in the office when we're prepping our show, and then they recorded everything, and they transcribed it, and they gave it to a judge or gave it to the wrong kind of lawyer, I mean, I would probably be up for some serious... There'd be probably some very serious things happening in my life. They'd say, Mr. Henry, didn't you say this? Yeah, but you don't understand. I was free associating. What do you mean free associating? That's some kind of fag stuff? No, I mean, we have to, you know, you don't understand. No, you're right. We don't understand. We don't need you. 20 years. I mean, that's the way it goes. So join us on December the 21st, kind of a little Christmas gift to you. Yeah, it costs $6.95, but that's just a bonus. You get our website, our backstage pass for the entire website for the month. And this is a little bonus that we're going to throw in. Join us on December the 21st for the first ever HendryCam, a webcast of our show prep and our show on the World Wide Web. And with technology that is absolutely cutting edge, phenomenal to be able to sit there with your cursor and scroll around the entire studio, take a look at our studio, take a look at me, take a look at Craig, you know, look where we work, go wherever you want, whenever you want. You don't want to look at my ugly kisser? You can go over and stare at Taylor for a few minutes. You don't like that? You can try and see if you can take a peek at Janice if she isn't hiding too far back in the room there. Look at Chris. Believe me, you got to see Chris. You got to see Chris to believe him. So that's going to be worth the price of admission in and of itself. So that's December the 21st. Log on now, get that backstage pass, and boom, you're set. You don't have to worry about it, okay? Do it now, otherwise you're going to forget. And oh, geez, I got to get the thing. And then, you know, who knows? There may be too many people trying to get in, and then, you know, you're going to get locked out. You know how it goes. Last minute, all these people trying to jam their credit cards into the system. Who knows? You may crash the system, and you won't get our webcast. The other good thing about it is it will be recorded, and it'll be on demand for a limited time. So with your backstage pass, if you happen to miss the live broadcast, the live webcast, you'll be able to get it on demand for a limited time following that. I can't imagine why anybody would want to see it more than once. But let's say you already saw it and you want to go back and see something else. You want to see it again, you can do that. Or if you missed it, well, hey, that's cool. I can go to the on-demand section. Boom, I got it. All 6 hours. So that's philhendryshow.com. That's our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, to get your backstage pass and get access to the first ever Phil Hendry Show webcast, December 21st.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, we have featured over the last couple of weeks Santa Clauses, men and women who give of their time to be involved with kids at this time of the year, this holiday time of the year, talk with the kids about what they want and about the holiday season. One of the people that we initially wanted to have on the show, Don Parsley, who is a Santa Claus at a mall in Metairie, Louisiana, lost his job there over the weekend, which we did not anticipate would happen, Don. We thank you for being on our program. We understand that there was a good track record there, at least as long as you had it. What happened?
Thank you for having me on your program, Mr. Henry.
What happened? How did you lose your job?
Well, in my case, I just got tired of the, you know, you get tired of the hypocrisy. You get tired of being lied to. You get tired and you get weary from one lie after the next.
Were your superiors lying to you? Who was lying to you?
No, my superiors were not lying to me. I'm talking about my job as a Santa Claus. And
who was lying to you?
Well, when the children sit in your lap, you ask them a question when you're a Santa Claus. Anybody who has ever been a Santa Claus at a mall knows that... everyone who hires you, no matter what the department store, will tell you, ask the child, have they been a good little boy or have they been a good little girl? And that's what I did, and I did that for 2.5 years until finally I couldn't stomach. I just couldn't stomach the lies anymore. You know, you get weary, you get tired of the lies.
What lies? The kids are lying to you?
Well, when you ask a child, have you been a good little boy or a good little girl, and they all say yes, one after the other, the odds are at least half of them are lying. They haven't been good. I feel the pressure, and I felt the pressure, and I just asked myself, what does my life mean? What have I been doing? And so earlier this past month, when I started talking with the kids, if I thought a child was lying, I would whisper in their ear because of my anger, and I'm not proud of this, but you have to understand I was becoming desensitized.
What were you whispering?
I was whispering in their ear, you're a lying little sack of S. And that...
You were saying that to children.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it.
You were saying to children that were in your lap, you're a lying little sack of the word S?
Yes. If I let them know that I knew they were lying, I knew, at least they knew that I knew. You see what I'm saying? I didn't want one child after the next sitting in my lap and saying... I've been a good little boy. I've been a good little girl. And I'm saying to myself, they are lying. Oh, they are lying. And why can't I say anything about it? Why can't I do anything about it?
All right, so now, so you're telling children that they're liars.
Because half of them are liars.
All right. So now the other day comes along, and one of them, apparently you got fired after an incident the other day. I can't believe you're telling children that they're lying little sacks of you-know-what.
I'm not telling every child that.
All right, but you're telling the kids that you think are lying. Somehow you're figuring which ones are lying.
Yes.
All right, and what happened the other day?
The other day, one of them started to cry, and it told its mom after I had whispered in its ear that you are a lying little piece of S, and because I knew that it was lying.
How did you know that the kid was lying?
You know when it's lying because it won't meet your gaze. You get a kid sitting in your lap, and it's going to look up at the sky, and it'll look down at the floor, and it'll never lock in on your gaze. And I know right there that I have got a liar. Have you been a good little boy or a good little girl? And the eyes are up in the air. They're down looking at the floor. One thing that I do that a lot of Santas don't do, most Santas will have the child sit on their knee, sort of a side saddle. I have the child spread eagle and lock. They straddle me so that their eyes are looking right into mine.
And no, wait a minute. You have the kids sitting how?
With the kids' legs wrapped around my waist. And the reason why I do that is that...
Well, I would find that if I was an adult to be a highly unusual...
No, but you have to understand the reason why I do that. Because I want to see their eyes when I ask them the question, have you been a good little boy or a good little girl? And they'll lie because they won't look at you in the eye. They'll look up, I've been a good little boy. And I'll say, have you been a good little boy? They'll look around, and I know he's a dirty, low-lying. I see some snot-nosed brat waiting in line with his mother kicking and screaming because he wants an ice cream. And he sits on my lap, and he swears up and down he's been good all year. I know he is lying to me because the body goes rigid. And
what happened the other day?
The other day, one of them, I told the kid he was a lying piece of you-know-what, and... He started to cry, and he told his mom after I had told him that. And it ran over to its mom. I knew the jig was up.
So what? Didn't you think that any other kid would tell his mother? I'm surprised it's the first time that a kid would tell his mother.
You know, I suppose I should have, but you have to understand something. That there is my belief is there's a legal precedent, not unlike what a client and an attorney share.
You're talking about a client privilege?
There is a well-known legal case, Miller versus the Rockland Mall at State of Connecticut. What a child tells to a Santa Claus in the spirit of Christmas is protected by the court and can be construed as privileged conversation. And I figured that I was safe.
You're telling me that what a child says to you sitting on your knee... He cannot.
He does not have to be compelled to tell anybody. That is privileged conversation, and I thought that I was safe, and obviously I wasn't. But let me say this to you: I'm not proud of telling these children.
You're talking to how old are these kids? You're telling these kids that they're lying, little pieces of crap.
All right, I did something wrong, but that doesn't compare. I did one thing wrong. These children did three things wrong. And they,
what are the three things that, and what if we can say a child does anything wrong compared to you saying to a kid he's a lying piece of S because he wasn't a good little boy or good little girl, and he's lying to you?
I'm not proud of it, but these children ratted me out to their parents. Then I got fired, and then they told their parents what I had said to them. So they violated the privileged conversation between myself and the child. They ran and told their mom, and now I don't have a job. And what did I do? All I did was I told the truth. I told it.
You don't use that kind of language to a kid, though.
But I told the truth, Mr. Henry. I said, you lying, you dirty. I said, are you a good little boy or are you a good little girl? And I got the kid's legs wrapped around my waist, so I'm looking them straight in the face. Are you a good little boy or are you a good little girl? Yeah, sure, Santa. And they're looking up in the eye, you dirty lying piece of crap.
But you said something much stronger.
I admit that I did.
Yeah, you admit you did. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Don. He's a Santa at a mall or got fired after telling the kids they're lying pieces of crap when they said that they were good little boys and good little girls. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have Don Carsey. He is a man who was fired from his job as a Santa Claus at a mall in Metairie, Louisiana, and the reason he was fired, because he was telling children they were lying pieces of S, lying pieces of crap. And you say the reason why you told them that, Don, is why?
I told them that because they do lie. When you ask a child, have you been a good little boy or a good little girl, they all say, yes, they have. They are liars, and they have not been raised properly. Now, I was released from my job because these parents say that I don't have the right to say that their children are lying sacks of shit. But I will tell you this.
You know, you're holding, it sounds like you got some anger here.
I do have anger. I lost my job. But I will tell you this. I plan on using videotape to my advantage. You can capture these children on video, pushing each other on the playground, stealing candy from each other, and doing things that Santa Claus, were he to exist, would not approve of. I can get this on video. I can show the parents that their children are lying two-bit. Just, in other words, what I'm saying is that these children lied when they said they'd been good little boys and girls. And
how do you say a kid's eyes cast around, you know he's lying?
Children's eyes cast around, their children. You have to be stupid not to believe that children of certain ethnicity might be more prone to lying about it.
Such as who?
Your Mexican children or these who say they've been good little boys and girls. Come on. You're trying to tell me that every Mexican that was to sit in Santa Claus's lap and said he was a good little boy or girl, they're telling the truth.
Well, I look at, you know, if you're, there's been a lot of talk about racial profiling, but to say that a little Mexican child, when he sits in your lap and says he was a good little boy or a good little girl, when he or she was, spending the previous year since last Christmas, and he's lying because he's a Mexican.
I'm just saying that there are some. Come on.
What do you know? You come on. Why can't a black kid or a Mexican kid be a good little boy or girl just like a white kid?
Well, first of all, because of the home he lives in, he's got parents who. Never mind. I won't.
No, why can't a Mexican kid or a black kid say, I've been a good little boy or girl? Why is he more prone to be lying about it?
I don't even want to go there.
No, you don't want to go there, but you told these kids they were lying sacks of crap. And you used a stronger word and got yourself fired because one kid finally told on you.
He ratted me out. And he was a lying Jesus.
You sound angry, man.
Yeah, I'm angry. I lost a job.
1-800-449-8686. Amy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say to the demented racist, Santa. You should have lost your job, sir. There is nothing that a child could do. A little child.
Why do they lie?
There is nothing that a child could do. Just let me finish. That would constitute you calling them a piece of crap. And
they're
as
far lying as, little Pete. When I say to them, "Are you a good little boy, a good little girl?" and he says, "Yeah, I was good." What a low life liar.
You know what?
Isn't that a lie?
Perfect. Nobody is perfect. It's Santa Claus.
Well, they know.
It's Christmas. It's supposed to be something good for the kids. And as far as sitting them in your lap with their legs wrapped around you, that is just sick and demented.
Wait a second.
You know, I have nothing to say to you, but
what are you suggesting?
You deserve to lose your job.
That's the way that I look in their eyes. I know they're lying when they're not looking in my eyes. And the only way you can do that is to have them wrap their leg. What are you saying? It's something sexual?
Well, it sounds pretty demented to me. And as far as that's concerned, did you ever sit on Santa's lap as a child?
Did I ever do what, ma'am?
Did you ever sit on Santa's lap when you were a child?
I would never disgrace Santa Claus by sitting on his lap and going, "Yeah, I've been a good little boy." I knew that I was a piece of scum. I knew that I was scum.
You can remember when you were 3 or 4 years old and you said, "Yes, I've been a good little boy."
No,
I knew
that I was scum from the gate, and I would never. Hey, I put a pencil. I'll tell you what I did. I put a pencil in a cat's rear end, and I was ashamed of that, and I've never told Santa.
When you were a kid?
Yes, sir.
You stuck a pencil up a cat's rear end?
Yeah. So I would never tell
you. I think you had some deep-rooted problems, sir.
That's when I was a child. I'm well past that.
You deserve to lose your job. You should not be anywhere around.
All right. I would agree with you. I deserve to lose my job. What about that lying little piece of crap that gets to go tell his mother? What happens to him? he gets to have his toys for Christmas? No, ma'am.
He's a child. What is the worst thing a kid could do?
Well, then how come he gets to sit there with his legs wrapped around my stomach and say, yeah, I've been a good little kid?
Look, at this legs wrapped around your stomach thing, if you ever get another job as a Santa, can I give you some advice? That's got to go right off the bat. And then the second thing that's got to go is that
I've been a Santa Claus for five of the last 10 years, Mr. Henry. I don't need your advice.
Yes, you do. You desperately need my advice. Don't have the kid wrapping his legs around your stomach, and do not call him a lying piece of S, as you said that you did. Here is Dee Dee on the Phil Henry Show. Dee Dee?
Hi, yes. This guy needs to be locked up.
How else are you supposed to make eye
Santa?
How else are you supposed to make eye contact with a kid?
Well, you don't have him wrap his legs around your waist.
Then how else do you do it? You don't know, do you?
Go ahead, Dee Dee.
Okay, sir, you have some problems because...
Oh, come on.
You're sitting there talking about the kid's lying, but yet the kid went to his mother and told him the truth, and you're freaking out about that because he told the truth to his mother and you got fired.
He told the truth to his mother to get me fired, but he won't tell the truth to me in order so that Santa Claus knows what a piece of crap he is.
Are you aware that you're talking about...
The kid's not a piece of crap. You're the one who was brought up believing you're a piece of crap, and you've got some deep-seated problems.
How do you figure that?
That?
How do you figure out I've got deep... Look, are those children that I hear behind you?
Yeah, it's my
okay.
son.
Are you teaching your children to sit in Santa's lap and lie like lying low dogs? Or are you
you're
teaching
sick.
Them...
You are sick, buddy. You need to be locked up in a mental hospital somewhere.
Wait a second. Did I miss something somewhere? The kid sits in my lap. He spreads his legs around my waist and says...
That's perverted. Spreads his legs around your waist.
How else
if I saw a Santa pick my son up and do that,
what?
There'd
wait
be
a
no way.
No, no, wait.
He'd,
if you
he'd
give
be
your,
carted out of there on the
wait
spot.
Wait a second. You give your kid over to Santa Claus, I have a right to interrogate that child as I see fit.
And
interrogate?
You have no right to anything.
Once you have turned him over to Santa Claus, I have the right to interrogate...
No, you don't, and you don't have the
Santa's
right...
Santa's not supposed to be interrogating. You've got some deep-seated
problems,
So I'm supposed to go ahead...
Do
you have children?
Do you realize I'm protecting you from having to pay too much for toys when I tell the kid, no, you won't get that toy because you're a lying dog, and your mother and father...
That's real nice. You're really in the spirit of Christmas
I am. If they say they're good kids and they're I'm Santa Claus, I can ask any question I want. And I think that...
No, you can't. And you're not Santa Claus. You're a guy that a mall hired. Do you understand?
Is what you are.
All right, so kids can lie. Can we agree on that, Mr. Henry?
All
you and this lady...
All kids lie. Everybody...
And they're allowed to.
If you've been out of shape about kids lying... How have you made it through your life this far?
Can I ask a favor of you, ma'am, before we go any further? Would you tell whatever that is behind you to please keep it down?
No, and it's not a whatever it is behind me. It's my son, you idiot.
Would you tell it to please be quiet?
What do you mean, tell it?
Oh, man, I can't stand
you can't
that.
Even you can't even call a child, a him or a her?
All right, you are... and what do you do when you wake up on Christmas morning? You got coal in your stocking because you gave a lip to Santa.
What do you think? You're real Santa now?
I'm just asking.
You're too much.
I would ask you again, ma'am. Please tell it to shut up behind.
It's not an it. It's the woman's tongue.
Screw you, you asshole.
You tell that. Okay, now that you will never get any toys. God damn it.
Listen to you, man. What are you upset about? What are you angry about? What are you angst-ridden about, okay? Just because you put a pencil up a cat's rear end when you were a kid.
All right, I did that, and I admit to it. What bothers me is that woman won't admit to the fact that her brat won't shut its trap.
Do you hate kids?
I love children.
You love children?
Why else would I be Santa Claus?
But you call it, and you say that they're lion sacks?
That's all. I can't. Mr. Henry, in the Bible it says, Jesus says to the Pharisees, vomit you out of my mouth because you're hypocrites. That's how I feel about hypocrites. I can't stand a hypocrite. And that woman is going to have a real problem with that thing she's got in the back seat.
The thing in the back seat?
Whatever that was?
Her kid?
Right.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Don Carsey. Recently fired from his job as a Santa at the Presley Mall in Metairie, Louisiana. He had a good record there until he decided to ask children if they've been good little boys and good little girls, and if they lie and say that they were a good little boy or a good little girl when he felt that they weren't, he told them, whispered in their ear, "You're a lying little sack of S." Well, one of the kids told his mother, and that was the end of Mr. Carsey's job. Since then, he says he's going to use video equipment to prove to the parents involved that their children really are bad, because he can videotape them on the playground pushing each other or stealing each other's candy. 1-800-449. Yes, sir, you were going to say one more thing?
I just want to say that Jesus said, "This is all I can stand, and I can't stand no more."
That's what Jesus said.
Right.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're back with Don Carsey, the fired mall Santa. Go ahead, Don.
I was going to say that the year that I did not get any presents for Christmas was the same year that I had attempted to put a pencil up a cat's ass, okay? And excuse my language.
All right.
I went to the Santa Claus in the mall that year, and he asked me, "Were you a good little boy?" And I said yes, knowing full well that I had tried to put a pencil up a cat's behind. So I had lied to him, and I didn't get presents that Christmas. I told myself that I would never lie to a Santa Claus again, and if I ever was in any position to keep other children from lying, I would do the same thing. So that,
and you didn't get presents that year. Why? Was your family going through some kind of tough times?
My father had left. My mother was not working, yeah. So we had very different...
Well, that's why you didn't get presents, because your parents couldn't provide. Not because you tried to put a pencil up a cat's rear end.
No, I don't think it was because I put the pencil up the cat's rear end. I think it's because I had lied to Santa Claus. I'd said I'd been a good little boy. And it...
Well, what if you'd said, "No, I've been a bad boy. I tried to cram a pencil up a cat's ass." Then what?
He might have contacted my parents and somehow gotten me toys. I don't know.
He's a guy that a mall hired. He's a guy that a department store hired. He's going to contact, "Hey, your kid, I got to hand it to him. What a great kid. He told me the truth about trying to shove a pencil up a cat's butt. You should give him the toys he wants."
That is my feeling. The parents with their stupid faces standing there waiting for the kids to finish lying to me are just as much to blame. They've raised these things that way, and they're standing there lying.
You blame the parents? Okay, now maybe you're on the right track, but blaming the kids. Dolores, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I want to address this man. I shouldn't even call him a man. He's a mongrel. He ought to be arrested.
If I
ever walked into a mall and saw children wrapping their legs around Santa, I would have the police arrest somebody like this.
Well, after you stood there and stared for about a half hour.
You don't even belong in society.
I happen to be a Santa Claus in a mall, and no kid's going to sit in my lap and tell me he was a good little boy when he was a lying sack.
And the way you're talking about, you said that you like children.
I love children.
And you're calling them such profane names.
No, I love
you
children.
No business being on the face of this earth.
Wait, whoa, hold on for a minute. The only way you can get a child to tell you truth is to wrap his legs around your waist, take his face in your hand.
No, that is not true. I've been to many malls and seen Santa Clauses with children sitting on their lap the proper way,
yeah.
And the children are smiling
and
the lying Santas
through their
are
teeth.
Very friendly.
Right.
I don't know
and,
what you
and lying,
where do you come off
and lying through their teeth.
That children wrap their legs around you. You ought to be castrated.
No, but wait a second. How do you know those kids that are sitting in the Santa's lap aren't lying through their teeth? Lying. God, they lie. They lie, lie, lie. It's just the hypocrisy I couldn't take anymore. Sitting there, are you a good little boy? Are you a good little girl?
Yes, Santa.
And I don't know how any kind of mall could hire somebody like you.
Oh, and so do you take your grandkids to the mall?
I would never step foot in that mall.
Do you take your grandkids to the mall to see the Santa Claus or take your kids
there? Yes, I have four grandchildren,
and I do,
and they enjoy it, and the Santa Claus is a very nice, proper person. And they have a good time, and
I'll
they tell
that when,
Santa what they want.
Sure,
they
and
don't wrap their legs around his body.
I'll bet that when they're sitting there lying through their teeth, you got a big crap-eating grin on your face like, ain't I proud? And it,
why are you insulting this woman? Okay.
Yeah, you would have the dirtiest mouth. I could not even imagine having someone like you as a Santa Claus.
Ma'am,
these malls need to
have
hire
you ever
other
sat
people
on,
that are hiring the Santa Clauses. They
have
are
you
the
ever
ones
sat
that
on,
should be fired, too.
Have you ever sat on Santa's lap, ma'am?
When I was a young child, I probably did. I don't remember.
But you didn't. Okay, you don't remember. Then you don't remember whether you had your legs wrapped around him, did you?
Now, come on.
I certainly do remember that. I would never do something like that.
You said you don't remember.
You can't.
You're a sick individual.
Did you want to sit on Santa's lap?
Yes. I think all children want to sit on Santa's lap.
All right, now let me ask you.
Because they believe in Santa Claus.
Let me ask you a question. Do you now want to sit on Santa's lap?
No, I have no desire to sit on Santa's lap because I'm an older woman.
Not even just for fun.
No, sir, you're absolutely
What are you asking this woman?
I'm trying to find out where she's coming from. So you wouldn't want to wrap your legs around Santa?
Never mind, don't answer that question, Dolores.
I will not even acknowledge that. You need to be in prison.
In prison for what? Look, I'm going to get videotaped, and I'm going to show these brats.
You're a disgrace to society, and you're dangerous to children.
Danger to children? I've never done anything to a kid than to find out.
I would be very worried about you.
Do you teach your kids to lie?
If I saw you walking down the street, I would never let my children or grandchildren near you.
But you wouldn't know it was me, because I wouldn't be in the Santa Claus suit.
I would.
Yeah, can't answer that one.
Just by the way you talk and the way
you
act.
You think Rudolph's nose lights up?
Sir,
you're trying to discuss
the issue.
Why don't you stick to the point, okay?
I'm asking this lady if she thinks Rudolph's nose lights up. Because if you think Rudolph's nose lights up, you want to see Santa's...
Okay, man, you know, you're taking it down these areas that we don't need to go to.
I don't get what he's talking about.
I'm talking about the fact that the knob of my...
Okay, look. You and your lousy Santa job, you're fired. You'll never get hired again. His name is Don Carsey. Don't hire him for any Santa Claus job that you have.
You could say that again.
What did he say? Hey, Dolores, look.
Hello?
Dolores, this is Don. Look, I'll guide your sleigh tonight if you want.
What, with a red nose?
Well, with a red...
Okay, thank you.
Sir, you're not even discussing the topic.
I know, he's off his rocker. He's off his rocker, Dolores.
What? I can't believe that there's a human being like this, and that a law would hire him?
Well, I...
You've got to be kidding me. Those law workers need to be fired.
Well, they did fire
him. Because they obviously are sleeping on the job.
Well, they fired him, but I guess a little too late. Sorry.
Thank you.
Phil Henry Show.